Have you ever landed on a website and felt completely lost? You're staring at the screen, cursor hovering uncertainly, trying to figure out where to click, what's important, or even what the site actually does. That moment of confusion, that mental pause, is precisely what destroys user experience. And it happens millions of times every day across the web. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Most websites are designed like elaborate puzzles that users must solve before they can accomplish anything. But users don't visit websites to solve puzzles. They come with goals, find information, buy something, contact someone, and every second spent deciphering your interface is a second closer to them leaving. The web is littered with abandoned shopping carts, half-filled forms, and frustrated users who simply gave up because thinking felt like too much work. This isn't about dumbing things down or treating users like they're unintelligent. It's about respecting the fundamental reality of how humans interact with technology. We're all cognitive misers, conserving mental energy whenever possible. When faced with a confusing interface, we don't carefully analyze all options. We scan quickly, click on whatever seems close enough, and hope for the best. Understanding this behavior changes everything about how we should design digital experiences. Think about your last Google search. Did you carefully read every result? Of course not. You scanned, spotted something relevant, and clicked. This behavior, called satisficing, is how we all navigate the web. We don't read pages, we scan them like highway billboards. Eye-tracking studies reveal F-shaped patterns. Our eyes focus on headings, paragraph beginnings, and visually distinctive elements. The rest gets ignored. Every element must communicate meaning instantly. Compare two return policy presentations, a dense paragraph buried in text versus clear headings with bullet points highlighting 30 days and full refund. The second version gets absorbed in seconds instead of minutes. Web conventions matter. Like universally read octagonal stop signs, certain patterns have become ingrained. A shopping cart icon in the top right corner needs no explanation. Blue underlined text signals a link. These conventions enable navigation without conscious thought. Breaking them forces users to decipher your meaning instead of simply knowing. Imagine a department store with no signs. Furniture mixed with electronics, clothing scattered randomly. You'd leave quickly. Many websites create the same confusion. Navigation serves three critical purposes: revealing what's available, providing context, where am I, and offering escape routes back to familiar territory. This third purpose matters most. Persistent navigation, elements appearing consistently across every page, creates a safety net, making users willing to explore. The best navigation feels invisible. This requires ruthless consistency. Logos always link to the homepage, primary navigation stays in the same position, and page names match exactly what the link promised. When users click shipping information and land on delivery policies, doubt creeps in. Breadcrumbs, trails showing home, products, electronics, laptops, provide elegant orientation. Your homepage must welcome visitors, explain your offering, establish credibility, and entice exploration, all in seconds. Think of it as a first date. The most effective tool is a clear tagline near your logo. Not a mission statement, we leverage synergistic solutions. Not a vague slogan, where dreams meet reality, but a concise value proposition. Compare mortgage rates from 50 lenders in 60 seconds. Homepages often suffer from the tragedy of the commons, when every promotional banner competes for attention, creating overwhelming noise. The solution isn't eliminating these elements, but prioritizing ruthlessly. What are the two or three most important things users need? Make those unmissable. Everything else should recede into clear visual hierarchy. Watch real people use what you're creating. Not focus groups or surveys, but actual humans attempting real tasks while thinking aloud. This direct observation reveals usability issues that no amount of internal discussion can uncover. You don't need fancy labs or expensive equipment. A quiet room, screen sharing software, and three users are enough. Research shows three users reveal most usability issues. Since you'll test monthly, those small samples accumulate into substantial insights. Don't obsess over finding perfect participants. While matching your target audience is ideal, almost anyone using the web can identify basic problems like confusing navigation, unclear labels, and buried information. Usability testing reveals the gap between how you think your site works and how it actually functions. You know your site intimately, its logic, structure, and intended flow. Users arrive with none of this knowledge. Watching them interact often produces shocking moments that expose your assumptions. After each session, identify the most serious issues, those confusing multiple users or preventing task completion. Prioritize problems that appear frequently, affect critical functions, or have straightforward solutions. Fix those issues and test again. Smartphones made mobile the primary way people access digital content, forcing designers to rethink usability fundamentals. Screen size is the obvious constraint, but you can't simply shrink desktop sites. This demands ruthless prioritization. What truly matters for mobile users? The mobile-first approach, designing for mobile before desktop, compels focus on core content and functionality before adding enhancements. Mobile constraints extend beyond screen size. Touch interfaces need larger tap targets. Variable connectivity makes every image affect loading time. Diverse contexts, from quiet offices to noisy streets, demand interfaces that work anywhere. The subtlest challenge involved affordances, visual cues showing how things work. Desktop interfaces use hover effects to identify clickable elements. Mobile lacks this, requiring clearer visual distinctions. These constraints drive innovation, and forced prioritization creates elegant solutions benefiting everyone. Every user arrives with goodwill, willingness to invest effort. Your job is preserving it. What depletes this resource? Hiding pricing, requesting information before providing value, unnecessary form fields, hard-to-scan text, and broken promises. Certain practices replenish goodwill, making important actions obvious, honesty about costs and limitations, saving user steps, and acknowledging mistakes. Amazon's order tracking exemplifies this. Direct tracking links rather than forcing users through multiple pages. Form errors that highlight exactly what needs correction build goodwill. Vague error messages deplete it. When the reservoir runs dry, users leave, often permanently. Accessibility ensures people with disabilities can perceive, understand, navigate, and interact with websites. It's a fundamental commitment to inclusion, not a technical checkbox. Yet, designers often resist, citing workload concerns or assuming a small user base. These concerns miss accessibility's profound impact. For blind users, the web offered unprecedented independence, reading news, shopping, banking, without assistance. But this promise only holds when sites are designed accessibly. Well-implemented accessibility rarely compromises visual design. Clear structure, good contrast, thoughtful navigation, these benefit everyone and are simply good design principles applied consistently. Start with four practical steps. Fix usability problems affecting everyone, including those with disabilities. Learn how people with disabilities use the web through observation or videos. Read accessibility fundamentals to understand core principles. Address common issues, alt text for images, proper heading structure, screen reader compatible forms, and color contrast. The web has become essential infrastructure for education, employment, government services, and social connection. Excluding people with disabilities perpetuates inequality and limits human potential. Reframe accessibility not as burden, but opportunity, to reach more users, demonstrate values through action, and create designs that work better for everyone. Ever tried using a website in bright sunlight or with a sprained wrist? Those moments reveal the everyday experiences of users with disabilities. Don't make me think endures because it captures a timeless truth. We want tools that extend our capabilities without demanding constant attention. Whether navigating websites in 2000 or mobile apps today, users consistently prefer effortless, intuitive experiences. The principles outlined here, clarity over cleverness, convention over innovation when appropriate, testing with real users, transcend specific technologies because they're grounded in human psychology. These principles reduce cognitive load, the mental effort required to use an interface. Every unnecessary decision, unclear label, or hidden function taxes users' limited resources. As technology evolves through voice interfaces, augmented reality, and AI, the fundamental question persists: does this make users think unnecessarily? In a digital world growing more complex daily, simplicity is an act of kindness. Every unnecessary click removed, every confusing label clarified, represents respect for users' time and attention. When we design with their reality in mind rather than our assumptions, we create experiences that disappear, allowing people to focus on what truly matters.